call the soul.
Welcome to 7 Second Delay.
Hey, Ken.
Great to have you here, Andy.
Thanks live. For inviting me.
Yeah, no problem.
It means the world to me, buddy.
I'm so happy you made it.
I'm so happy. What? Wait, I forgot what you said.
I'm just so happy you made it here live. It's a big show tonight.
It is a big show. We have a lot of extraordinary. Wait, what? God, I'm tired.
Well, I mean, there's just. Monumental news.
Monumental news in the news.
In the news.
Hey, congratulations to you. Marijuana legal.
That's right. Legal in 4 new states now.
Coast to coast.
Well, kind of, yeah. We have our first East Coast states. Well, actually, in New Jersey, it's kind of legal. Well, medical. No, medical is legal in New Jersey. But it's now legal in Massachusetts and Maine, right?
Yeah.
You would know.
Yeah, how long does it take you to get to Massachusetts and back?
Well,
you can do that in 9 hours.
Oh no, like 2 hours, 2.5 hours if you are just talking about the western edge of Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's
a very smart person would put a dispensary right in the
right on the turnpike.
Further, yeah,
right. A very smart person would put a dispensary right at the welcome. The tourist welcome little stop.
Exactly.
Road stop.
Yeah. Don't make people drive all the way to Boston. Jesus.
And you'll get a little loyalty card. You'll get a free little cupcake with every 10 purchases.
Yeah. And California, it's legal now, too.
Well done. You're living in a golden age of Ken Friedman.
Nevada? You got legal hookers and legal weed now. Both.
It's paradise on earth. For Ken Friedman.
Well, there's no indoor snowboarding yet. And speaking of indoor snowboarding, bad news on that front.
Oh, the casinos were voted down.
Yeah, casinos outside of Atlantic City were voted down.
What was the spread on that? I mean, how badly was that defeated?
Pretty badly, I think.
Yeah. I saw a lot of ads against it. Didn't see any ads for it. I'm sure.
Yeah, I saw no ads. Period. And then, of course, there were a lot of school board elections last night.
Congratulations on that. A new school board in Hoboken.
New school board in Hoboken. New school board right here in Jersey City.
You're on a roll, brother. Hey, listen, don't tell me. I know there was also some presidential candidates on the ballot, but don't tell me about them. I TiVo'd the election.
Okay.
And I'll be watching it later this week, hopefully this weekend.
All right, I won't give it away.
Yeah, please don't.
And please,
I turned it off around 7:15. Pennsylvania looked close, surprisingly close.
Yeah, no, it was tight.
It's going to be very exciting. Don't tell me.
I won't. Please, listeners, also don't give it away.
Yeah, Andy, it'll ruin it.
Andy has not watched the election yet, but I will tell you this, that last week we
don't
did...
Don't tell me anything.
Well, I'm not going to give it away, but, okay. but we do have to announce the results of last week's Electoral College betting pool.
Oh, that's right. We had a number of people try to predict the outcome of last night's election.
And the lucky winner is Alex in New Brunswick. Way to go, Alex.
Well, don't tell me exactly what he bet, because I don't want the election ruined.
Well,
I
will tell you this about Alex, is that he came within 3 electoral votes from the winner. So very, very close. He's the new Nate Silver, Alex in New Brunswick.
I'm very proud. I wonder if I could talk to him about some career decisions I have.
Oh, he can predict anything.
Yeah.
Apparently.
You should talk to him about this little Mickey Mouse operation you got here, this little radio station.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, you've made nothing but wrong decisions. You've got a guy out there in New Brunswick. He and he alone predicted the last night's election results.
Yeah, he's like Nostradamus Jr.
That's a resource that you should use, my friend.
Well, maybe Alex
can... Should we call him? You don't want to call him?
We can call him if you like, but he might accidentally give away the results.
Oh, you're true. That's true.
Of the presidential
election. Well, we promised to... not only congratulate him on the air, but we promised to go over to his house.
And do his dishes.
And wash his dishes.
Right. And at this point, he probably has a week's worth of dirty dishes. Alex, keep saving up those dirty dishes.
Don't wash them.
Don't wash them, because Andy's going to come down there and wash them all for you. And so just save them up.
Do you think our listeners wash their dishes by hand, or do they have a dishwasher?
Both.
Yeah, by hand.
Yeah. No, even people who have dishwashers.
They'd have to have some kind of gig, some kind of income, some kind of revenue stream.
I don't think
to buy a dishwasher.
I have a dishwasher. You have a dishwasher.
That's right. We have jobs.
Well, I think most of our listeners have jobs.
You think over 50% of our listeners have jobs?
Yes.
Oh, Ken.
Yes, I do.
Ken, wake up. You're dreaming.
Over 50%?
You do?
Yeah, come on. Well, first of all, I've met them.
Well, at the record things you do, the little hippie parades?
Well, we're not counting anybody who's under 18, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And we're not counting senior citizens. Right?
Or chicks.
Well, no, you got to count women.
Chicks stay home, they have the babies.
No, that's not the feminist Andy I've come to know and love. That's not the new feminism.
They breastfeed the babies.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's better for babies.
In restaurants. There, that's the feminist Andy. Done and done. I got there. I can get to a feminist opinion in 3 steps.
Okay.
On almost any issue.
All right. Very good.
Done and done. But speaking of jobs, there's a job opening here at WFMU. This is a serious job offer. Is that correct?
Yes, and we do have a bit of an issue. We are losing the Jewish program Monday through Friday morning.
JM in the AM.
JM in the AM is leaving. The last show is December 1st. Nachum's going to take it solo and going for commercial sponsorships.
Right. So
which I cannot offer him.
The weaning out of the Jews here at FMU has begun.
It was his choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know that you've been gunning for his departure. You were trying to talk him into leaving, just like you talked.
Had some conversations about maybe he could make some money, some gelt if he went off on his own.
Yeah.
But I didn't hire 4 Cossacks to meet him in the parking lot.
I did not hire...
And intimidate the man.
I did not hire 4 Cossacks. Yeah. They were volunteers.
Yeah, they were volunteers.
They're not getting paid.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hey, we're going to need you to collate some paper and stuff some envelopes and to dress up in these Cossack costumes and scare some of our Jewish on air.
Well, the Cossack costumes are just kind of a perk.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you gotta give people something to work for free.
But you're not looking for more Cossacks. This job posting is a legitimate job posting. There's now an opening in the schedule.
Yes, Monday through Friday morning, 6 to 9 a.m. And
six to nine a.m.
Six to nine a.m.
15 hours a week.
15 hours a week. It is going to be paid.
It's a paid position.
It's a part-time paid position. It's not paid well, but it is paid. It's about $30,000 a year.
Oh wait, that's real money. Is there some kind of other benefits?
Maybe.
Okay, you can negotiate perhaps something, some medical benefits?
Yep.
No, that's real money. And well, what are you looking? Okay, so you're looking for a morning zoo, a pair of funny people?
No, not
people with chemistry, people that can bounce ideas back and forth.
I'm not
volleyball of ideas, volleyball of wit.
No, I'm not. I'm not 100% opposed to a morning zoo or to a team, but I kind of like unless they have really amazing chemistry, like you and me.
Yeah, or me, just mostly me.
Yeah, I'd prefer just one person.
Okay, so you really have a vision of what you're looking for.
Yeah, I do.
And how? Okay, so let's kind of post this like it's a job listing. This is a part-time position. You'd be on the air here at FMU, 15 hours a week, morning. There's a morning 6 to 9 a.m. slot.
Yep.
And it would be a new morning show, obviously not Jewish music.
No.
How would you describe what you're looking for?
I want a formatted freeform style show that would draw new listeners in and then appeal to the existing listeners as well, but really act as a gateway program for people to introduce people to WFMU. So it would represent like a lot of different facets of WFMU's programming. But you will be happy to hear, Andy, that, you know, I think that we would probably want songs with melodies.
You'd probably be playing some classic rock?
Yeah, maybe a little bit of classic rock.
What eras? What kind of music?
Well, you know, I mean, I would want it to represent the songs that get played across all WFMU
shows.
Oh, I
see.
Yeah.
So you would compile a playlist, and how much talking in a given hour, in a typical hour, would you hope are
not a whole hell of a lot. Not a whole hell of a lot. I'm really hoping that it would be a solid music show. You know, a couple of minutes. You know, maybe every 10 or 12 minutes, a minute or two of talking.
And I see.
So not really like most FMU freeform shows where you hear aimless DJ blather for 10, 15, 20 minutes at a time.
And at the top of the hour, will there be news? There'll be sports? Is that the hope?
I would like there to be time, not necessarily at the top of the hour, but peppered throughout the hour.
Uh-huh.
I would like there eventually to
6:12.
That was great. Six.
That's the time.
Yeah, that was Time Check with Andy Breckman.
Is that what you kind of pictured?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's so it wouldn't be at the top of the hour. It'd be almost randomly. You scream the time.
But you want to telescope it. I mean, you want
to... I'm sorry, what?
Well, you want to promote it ahead of time. You want to say, like, coming up, Time Check.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, I did it wrong.
Yeah. No, we can practice now. Like, coming up in 3 minutes, Time Check on WFMU.
I like the ambush. I like the ambush Time Check.
Okay.
You don't know what's coming. You never know what's coming. You're going to know the time, but I'm not going to tell you when. And how about traffic?
Yeah, I would like to have traffic, but I want to limit it to only certain roads, only the cool roads. Like Route 280 is a cool road.
And how would you do traffic? Someone would call in every morning
route
from Route
3?
You mean some commuter would call in and describe the flow of traffic?
Well, we would monitor apps like Waze.
I see.
And then we would also ask listeners to call a hotline.
Report any detours or
yeah, but we're not going to report traffic on the bourgeois roads. Only the cool roads, Route 3 and 280.
Parkway?
No, sorry.
Parkway?
No, Garden State Parkway. They once served me with a cease and desist order, so no.
Oh, that'll teach them.
Ignoring the Garden State Parkway.
Yeah, no, that'll teach them.
Yeah.
So the joke's on them. The last laugh is on them.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you're not going to report. You're not going to report any traffic updates on your station.
You know, so many people report traffic on the Garden State Parkway. We want to be alternative.
Yeah.
That's why we're only going to report traffic.
6:16.
Was that Time Check?
Time Check.
That wasn't even right. It's 6:14. This is the real time over here.
No, I'm accurate within 3 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you went in right on the dot, Time Check.
Well, yeah.
I gotcha. Yeah. That's even better.
Okay. Yeah. This is the official time.
I gotcha, Ken.
Yeah.
You only have to tell me 5 times.
Okay.
I gotcha.
So what we wanted to do tonight...
Yeah, is audition people.
Is audition people. Give
Open
us a,
auditions.
Yeah, give us a call. We're serious. There really is a job here for once. We are going to start trying people out in December. Knock'em's last day is December 1st.
So if somebody's interested, they'll call you and you'll talk to them about their musical preference. Maybe are you looking for a background in broadcasting?
Yeah. I think you'd have to have some on air. Definitely a lot of on air experience.
You don't want to be teaching anyone.
You'd have to have some on probably a lot of on air experience.
Okay. What is the ideal candidate? It's someone that's worked at a college station, someone that's worked at other stations.
It really doesn't matter which station. I just think they have to have very personable, good sense of humor, good taste in music. Willing to wake up at 4:30 in the morning
to get here 6 a.m.
to be here every morning at 6 a.m.
I think it sounds like a dream job.
Yeah. Oh, it is a dream.
Will they be
job.
Here alone? When they get here at 6 a.m., are they here alone?
Yeah, until we eventually are able to line up volunteers or other part-time paid people to act as producers or news people or whatever.
So they'll have the run of the building?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's fantastic.
The whole building. Yeah, nobody's around at that hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can take the toilet paper and roll it down the hallway.
Yeah.
There's all sorts. You can open up the roof hatch.
Take a dump in your office.
Well, no. I lock my office.
Take a dump and then push it under the door.
Well, that
to your office?
Into your that, I suppose.
With a piece of cardboard?
I think there's other more mischievous, less disgusting things to do.
Yeah, maybe. I can't think of any offhand, but maybe you're right. Put out a good long song and race upstairs.
What? Of all the things.
Yeah.
Of all the things that you think about doing.
Yeah.
Why that? Taking a dump outside my office and pushing it under the locked door.
A man can dream.
Why?
No one knows why you have the fantasies you do.
That's
always been my fantasy.
That's your fantasy.
Well, I can't explain it.
That's not my fantasy. That's yours. That's a weird fantasy.
I'm not denying that. I'll give you that. What fantasy is it if you think about it?
It's a weird, I think it's called encopresis. It's a medical disorder.
It is?
Yeah.
There's a word for it?
Yeah, encopresis. I know because we had somebody here who suffered from it.
Wait, what does that mean? He took a dump on the floor?
In the stairwell.
What do you mean you had somebody here? Someone on staff?
Nope, a guest.
A guest? When was this?
Years ago.
In this building?
In this building.
And did he apologize in advance?
Nope.
Got to give you a little heads up.
Nope.
Man, if I had encopresis, I would I'd give people the courtesy.
He tried to hide it.
I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I've got to give you a heads up. There's a 50-50 chance I'm going to be taking a dump before this interview's over.
He was 9 years old?
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
He was a kid?
He was a kid who suffered from encopresis.
And he was compelled to, whenever he felt like it, take a dump wherever he was.
Yes, he would go to the bathroom in very inappropriate spots.
Could he make it to the bathroom if he wanted to, or was it a physical problem, mental problem?
It can be either. I don't know because I only found the aftermath. but he wasn't a monster. He did try to hide it visually by piling a poster up in front of it.
Exactly. Great. It's a perfect plan. How could that plan fail?
He took the giant photograph of Bill Haley from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I love that photograph, or at least I did until this story.
And he leaned it up against the spot.
When did this happen?
This happened like 4 or 5 years ago.
Encopresis,
yeah.
You've been hoarding this great story for 4 years. We've had shows going down the crapper week after week, and you've had this in your pocket?
Well, when you have encopresis, nothing goes down the crapper anymore, Andy.
You should have saved that for marathon week. Your encopresis little story. And then where is that boy now?
I don't know.
Let's call him.
I don't know.
Do you have his name?
No. I'm not even going to tell you what program he was here for.
Oh, well, probably that little kids program.
No.
It was
not Greasy Kids stuff, I promise you that. They had their encopresis stuff under control.
Encopresis.
Yeah. I think
that's what
it was called.
Learn something every day. And unfortunately, that's what we learned today.
Andy, a voice from your present. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, darling, how are you?
Hey,
don't mention the election.
You guys could do a whole Anko Priestess episode.
It's
Beth, are you familiar with Anko Priestess?
Well, Molly, in her summer camp, she had a girl who left poop on her friend's pillow.
But that was a little different. That was someone who was...
That was vengeful Anko Priestess.
Yeah, well, it comes in all flavors.
I bet if you ask your listening public, I bet there are more stories out there.
I'll bet if we gave ourselves 5 minutes, like between the three of us, because we all are pretty imaginative, smart people, we could come up with a different idea for a show.
Well, I would
opt for any other idea.
Yeah, this is not the idea for the show.
No, this is not our idea for today's show.
Anko Priestess is a horrible,
I would say this
horrible
about,
medical
I
condition.
Would say this about my bride, Beth.
Yes.
She would be great as your morning anchor.
Doing Andy, shut up.
You would be great, honey.
Andy, you'd be so, you know me at all.
Well, except for the waking up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, no, but I'd be...
No, it wouldn't be JM in the AM. You'd make it your show. It would be Beth Breckman Landau in the AM.
Oh, shut up.
It would be BBL in the AM.
Yeah, Beth, Andy could take on all the morning duties.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, I'll just ask people about their poop stories. How was your morning poop?
Andy could take care of getting Molly and Evan off to school.
Wait. Hold on. I'm beginning to rethink this whole idea.
And everything.
Hold on. I didn't think this through. I see a flaw in the plan.
Well, thanks for cheering me up.
Okay, that's why I'm here.
Okay, bye, Beth.
Okay. Bye, darling.
So the topic tonight is not Anko Priestess. The topic is the new morning show.
Wouldn't that be funny if when you said that, that light on the phone bank went off? Wouldn't that be great?
The topic is auditioning people.
And yeah, this is a real open audition for a real job here at WFMU.
We actually are creating a program kind of designed for mass appeal. It's always been kind of antithetical to have a Jewish music program on during morning drive time, which is when the majority of radio listening takes place.
But so is the show designed for mass appeal, antithetical.
To WFMU.
Yeah, to WFMU.
But we are going to give it a shot.
You're going to try entertaining people.
But we're going
to try to satisfy their listening needs.
Try drawing in a big audience and then using it as a gateway program to introduce them to other shows on WFMU.
It's bait and switch.
Yes.
You draw them in with the morning show.
Right.
And then before they realize it, they're listening to wall-to-wall crap for the rest of the day.
Yes. That's the idea.
It's a perfect plan.
Yes.
It's the Anko Priestess of plans.
All right, we have our first person who's interested
in the
morning
show. Wow, this is very
show.
Exciting. I was kind of serious about Beth doing it, except for the hours.
Yeah.
Can she do it from home?
No.
Wait.
No.
We have a soundproof room, as you know.
Nope.
No?
You have to be here.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry. Corey in Indiana, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Andy. Hey. Longtime listener.
Hey, Corey.
Thanks for calling. You love the show.
Heck yes, I love the show.
And now you're calling from Indiana, so you can't be serious about applying for this gig, can you?
Actually, yes. I've talked to a local person that is cool with the idea.
Oh, so you're calling on behalf of your friend?
Well, I don't know if he's a friend. I've never actually met him.
Oh, but it's not you?
Well, I'd be part of the show.
Because I like your voice, Corey.
I do too. I like this guy a lot.
Yeah.
You mean you would be half of the show? It would be a partner? It would be a pair?
I would be one third of the show. Sorry to interrupt you, Andy.
Oh,
that's
man.
All right.
Three people. So now
that is great. Because look, everyone loves morning zoos,
no,
right, Ken?
No.
Everyone loves them. Morning zoos have two people. Yeah. Get what Corey's proposing. Well, Corey's proposing 33% better than a morning
here's
zoo.
Here's the pitch. Okay. The elevator pitch, Ken.
All right.
Yeah.
Marcel is the in studio host.
Okay.
So he's running the program.
All right.
Who's Marcel? Do you know him, Ken?
One of our DJs.
And I are the weird, quirky, outside characters that come in.
I'm loving this.
Plus, I live in Indiana, so I've heard a ton of classic rock.
I'm loving this idea. Wait, now, when you say you would be the quirky characters, you would be Skyping it in? You would be calling in?
Skyping or calling?
I see. How's that sound, Ken? A little menagerie of recurring characters?
Yeah. It sounds a little Morning Zoo-ish. Corey, why don't you and Marcel email me a proposal, send me some voice samples. I like your voice a lot.
I like your voice and your attitude.
You got a nice Indiana Thank twang. You. It's cool.
Now, Corey, do you have any on-air experience?
I've been on stage a lot, and I was on...
I believe he's been on WFMU for about 2 minutes.
As a child.
Oh, you did what as a child?
Ball State Public Access Television.
As a child?
I was a triceratops with an English accent.
In what production?
I don't remember what it was called, but
it was Deep Throat, wasn't it?
Not good.
It was not good? I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Ball State, my first boss was David Letterman.
Oh,
my first boss was David Letterman.
And he did a show on the Ball State radio station. There's actually tapes of him.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
David's dedicated 2 or 3 buildings to Ball State.
And doesn't he have a scholarship for a C average student?
Yes, sir, he does.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Isn't that great?
They randomly pick a C average student?
I don't know if they randomly pick one, but that's one of the criteria.
Oh, it should be the person who's
a C average student, so I didn't get a shot at that.
It would be a person who has a straight up C average and the closest to an actual C average.
Wow. Uh-huh. That's great.
Yeah. Well, Corey, I think Ken is serious. He really does like your voice. I don't hear and respond to everyone like this, so you should maybe consider following up.
Oh.
Follow up, Corey.
Okay. Dude, I will.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368, and we are talking about the new morning show that is coming very soon on WFMU. Nachum Siegel's last day on the air is December 1st.
And it's an open audition. If you want to interview with the boss is here. Ken Friedman is the station manager, and this is his vision, his baby. So Morning Zoo, when you say Morning Zoo, you're talking about two guys swapping zingers and doing characters, and that's not what you're looking
for. No, I'm not looking for a Morning Zoo. Yeah, okay. Not.
You're looking for someone, when they play a block of 3 or 4 songs, they would review the playlist and talk about each song a little bit?
They're going to be a host. They're going to be coming on after every 2 or 3 or 4 songs, yeah.
And the songs would be sort of a little taste of...
Yeah, I'm thinking like maybe 70% oldies and 30% new stuff.
Wow. Wow, it sounds fantastic. It sounds like something... It sounds so good, I might have my assistant listen to it and tell me what he thinks.
Yeah, and you would do time check. You've already agreed to do time check periodically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, my random time check.
You're doing a great time check tonight. I mean, except for the fact that you're giving out the wrong time. Other than that, it's great. It's really, it really...
When I do my time checks during daylight savings time, it's just a long primal scream. I just get so confused and overwhelmed.
Oh, really? So you've been giving me the Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, but when we change our clocks back
when we spring forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear my time checks those days.
I think I do.
No, you don't.
That sounds really interesting.
I've been fired from 3 stations.
I mean, we want time checks that are just going to bubble and really engage people.
And will you be doing weather?
No weather.
Because people don't care about the weather.
No, nobody cares about the weather. Weather's so available. So available.
I guess that's true. Anybody with a window.
Or a cell phone or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, guess who's on the line? The guy who won last week.
Oh, fantastic.
It's Alex in New Brunswick. Alex, be very careful because Andy TiVo'd the election last night. He doesn't know what happened. So
don't spoil it for me.
I have, Alex, you're on the air. I have told Andy that you came within 3 electoral votes of predicting the winner.
I don't remember what your prediction was, Alex, but congratulations.
Thank you.
Have you always been a political wonk? Have you always been politically savvy like that?
Kind of. I don't really pay attention to politics because it's kind of like a scam. But I just knew kind of like in this election. Well, I
don't,
can't reveal
it. Don't give it away.
Because,
what we can say is that Alex predicted that the winner would get 273 electoral votes.
Oh, wow.
And the winner, in fact, got 276 electoral votes.
Well, it's either one of 4 people, right?
Yeah, because Yeah, it would be.
Oh, yeah, 1-4, like, right.
Maybe Gary Johnson. That would be sort of a big upset, sort of a surprise.
Yep.
I'll find out when I watch what I TiVo'd later this week.
Don't rule out Jill Stein.
Jill Stein could have put that together. I can't wait to watch the elections.
Jill
this
Stein was very strong in Vermont.
I'll bet she was. Now, wait, now just talking to Alex here. Alex, are you calling to throw your hat in the ring for this job?
I mean, I might as well, with the job market being the way it is. I figure I should just try all my options.
And you are a better pundit than Nate Silver.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So maybe I can give, like, wild predictions about things that end up being correct.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, that would be an amazing segment every day, wouldn't it, Ken?
Oh, yeah, he could predict all
correct
sorts of things.
Correct predictions.
Yeah.
Anyone can make predictions. That's
and
pretty easy.
Because the show is like that time slot, it ends a half hour before the New York Stock Exchange opens.
Right.
So I could give people very, what is it?
Stock tips?
Stock tips.
On what to do once the marketing opens.
Right. Oh, my God. And if you were right most of the time, that would be amazing.
I only have to be right 51% of the time, actually. It would still be great.
Yeah.
At least 51% of the time.
I would like you to be right more like 75% of the time.
I would like you to be right 85% of the time, as long as you're just throwing numbers around.
Yeah, let's go for 85%.
Fantastic.
Could you do that, Alex?
We would have financial advice. We would have financial advice from Alex.
And classic rock.
From the mysterious Alex.
Classic rock.
Okay. Well, what would you play any music in between your stock tips?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I figured probably, like hypothetically, if I had a station, it'd probably be mostly music. But, I'm more of, I know, like, WFMU. Like, I love the station.
Uh-huh.
But it's, like, mostly obscure music.
So a couple of bands.
20 to 30 years ago that you never heard of.
Mention a couple of bands.
Like, 2 to 3 years.
Alex.
A band?
Yeah,
a few bands that you would be playing.
Let me think. Just offhand, maybe, if we're going to go for older stuff, Stereo Lab and, mm-hmm. Little Stereo Lab children band.
I challenge. Really that's
about.
Not a real band.
That's
Stereo
real band.
Lab.
No,
Stereo Lab is a real band?
It's a real band.
That's the name of the band?
Yep.
I withdraw my challenge. Hey, Alex, thanks very much for calling. And you are you're on the top of my list. I'd love to hear the stock tips, and I'd love to hear some music in between.
And and Alex, don't forget, keep saving up those dirty dishes because Andy's going to come down and wash them all for you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, save them all. All right.
Great.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Alex.
He's the greatest.
He is. He went to Thanksgiving dinner with our producer, Veronica, last year, and he didn't do anything bad.
Did he show up unexpectedly, uninvited?
No, he was invited.
He was invited?
He showed up. He socialized. He didn't do the stuff that you were talking about, like, encopresis. Nothing like that happened.
Well, he should go to one of Veronica's encopresis parties.
I think those are very hard to get invited to.
Very hard to get invited to twice. It's easy to get a first invitation. She is so particular. 201-209-9368. There's one Friday night.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How come I wasn't invited?
Is that a serious question?
Yeah.
Really? You want to know why you weren't invited?
Yeah.
I'll tell you after the show.
Because I use the bathroom. Go ahead. No, that's it, right? Because I use the toilet bowl.
I don't even know why she has the toilet unlocked during those parties.
Look, I didn't quite get it the first time.
You didn't
time.
Stick around to help clean up. That's the answer.
Well, I used the toilet bowl. I cleaned up after myself.
We were there all day Sunday cleaning up. Okay. Doesn't matter.
Can you
Doesn't
talk
matter.
To her?
Can you yeah, get, I'll talk to her. You can
get me an invite.
You can be my plus one.
Okay, we're talking to people who want to audition for the new morning show on WFMU. We are going to be trying new people out to replace Nachum Siegel Monday through Friday morning.
What are you going to call that? What are you going to call the show? Or it's not been named yet.
We're going to call it the WFMU Wake and Bake.
Wake and Bake.
Wake and Bake.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Well, does that refer to getting a little buzz on?
No, that's just
it doesn't.
No.
Wake and bake, doesn't?
Wake and bake. It's a morning show. You wake up.
I understand the wake part.
Yeah.
That, of course, it's the morning. You wake up.
Right.
That's part of every morning ritual. Yeah. The bake part.
Bake. Biscuits.
You wake up and bake biscuits?
Biscuits. Bacon.
Okay.
Oatmeal.
Sounds like a, I don't know, it rhymes.
Yeah, WFMU's Wake and Bake.
I do like that.
The Wake and Bake morning show.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, I like it too. That's what it's going to be called. So we're looking for a host for Wake and Bake, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m.
And this is a real paying job. You can negotiate your salary. Ken's saying it's in the $30,000 range.
It's a Maybe there'll be some part-time salary.
Part-time salary.
You'll be free to go off at 9:30 in the morning and do whatever else you want to do the rest of the day.
Pretty great, actually. And you'll have your own morning show.
Yeah.
If you'd like to talk to Ken about it, we're 201-209-9368. Ken is the station manager here. And
we are going to be trying out a lot of different people throughout December, January, February, March, even
What
April.
Will the audition process be like? You'd want to...
Going on the air and doing it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Going to be trying out a lot of different people. Some... I will let you know, there are three people who are already on the air in WFMU who are going to be trying out as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They would be familiar with the station?
Yep. But we are open to trying out other people as well. So spread the word. You know, if you know of somebody else who might be interested, this actually is serious. We know that we're joking around here a lot.
I guess my line was busy when you called to invite me to audition.
Well, it was actually very weird when I called you. It got forwarded to an Incopresis hotline.
Incopresis hotline, yeah. It's not what it sounds like. It's to encourage people to attend, to try Incopresis.
No, it seemed like therapy.
It's to encourage the Incopresis lifestyle, to embrace it.
Well,
fully.
That's not what it seemed like.
And to maybe spend the week at one of their Incopresis resorts.
It seemed more like treatment, like if you are suffering.
That's a whole different number. That's a whole different phone number.
You have a problem with your call forwarding then. Stan in Jersey City, you're on the air.
Have you ever had an Incopresis vacation?
I never have. I've gone to the parties, which I apparently didn't understand how they worked.
Beth went on one. A lot of people go on one.
Yeah.
You ever notice that?
Well, I've only been to one party.
Yeah. Hard to get them back.
Well, I've just never been invited back. But you're going to take care of that for me, right?
Yeah. Hey, do you have the number of that 9-year-old boy?
No, I don't.
God, I'd love to talk to him.
Stan, hang on. Andy and I are still talking about Incopresis. But we will be with you in a second, Stan, I promise.
I walk down that stairway every week. You never mentioned it.
You want to hear another detail about the 9-year-old boy who suffered Incopresis?
We already heard about the Bill Haley poster.
Yeah, he propped up the Bill Haley poster in front of it as though
a lot of people who suffer from Incopresis carry their own Bill Haley poster around with them.
Well, anyway, he was here. That kid was here as a guest of a show.
Yeah,
and I did contact the host of the show, and I said, "Hey, this weird thing happened." And,
yeah,
you know, did you have any kids? And he's like, "Yeah, oh yeah."
Wait, how did you know it was a kid?
I just kind of thought maybe it was. Because there was there was a show that had kids on.
It wasn't about the size of what you found.
No, it was because I knew that this show had some kids.
Did you have any kids? Yeah.
And he said, "Yeah."
Wait. I'm sorry. Can I back up?
Yeah.
Who found the excrement in the stairwell?
Me, I did.
You came to work.
I smelled it the second I walked in the
door. You came to work. It was a day like any other.
Yeah.
You walked in the door,
and it smelled foul.
Yeah.
Immediately.
That's my favorite part about the disease. And
really? You like the odor?
I happen to like the odor. So you followed the scent up to the landing.
Yes.
And there was the Bill Haley. Boom! That Bill Haley poster used to be on the wall, you said.
Yeah.
And now here it is leaning in the middle of the floor.
Yeah.
Leaning against the wall.
Leaning
in the corner.
Yeah.
And the smell is emanating from behind the poster, you said.
Yes.
I'm doing your part here.
Yes.
I think I'll look behind the poster. What I'm suspecting can't be true. Oh, my God, you said.
Yes.
Oh, my God, who did that? And then I know you. You immediately thought, is this someone making some kind of statement about the, is this a political statement? Is this someone that is unhappy with how things are going here?
No.
I
didn't think that for a minute. I thought this is some kind of medical or psychological disorder. That really was my immediate thought. And then I started Googling it, and I found I immediately came up with...
Well, now you're going to pretend you didn't have it bookmarked.
I didn't!
Okay, so you found it. It was Incopresis.
Yeah.
And And it may, and did it say it's common in children?
Yes.
I see. It so is then more you common in I children. See. Oh, so you played a little detective.
Yeah.
You played a crap detective.
Yeah.
This is like a very bad episode of Columbo. One that they probably reject right in the pitch. So you knew it might be a child.
And I knew that there had been a show on the night before that had had kids on as guests.
Ken Friedman, crap detective.
And I called
if you're just tuning in.
And I said,
join us for another episode tomorrow night.
Yeah, and I said, hey, this thing happened, and I know you probably...
Was that the tone of voice you used?
Yeah.
Hey, this thing happened. Okay. Very good. Playing it cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you didn't want to set alarms off.
He's like, oh, yeah, no, there were three kids here.
Three suspects. Two red herrings.
But no way. There's no way.
No way.
There's no way.
Not one of my boys.
Yeah, there was none of them.
Not on my watch.
Impossible. It could not have been any of them.
This is the greatest story ever.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That was the end of it.
Wait, what do you mean that was the end of it? How did you land on your suspect? How did you find out who did it?
Well, there had only been one show in the previous 12 hours that had guests on.
But he had three. There were three suspects.
There were three suspects.
So how do you know which one it was?
Because the suspects were, yeah, I got the ages of them.
Gotcha.
And
go ahead.
Like, it was like a 9-year-old like a 15-year-old and a 16-year-old. So I just assumed after a little bit of research, you know, and hanging out with the other crap detectives,
yeah,
sharing notes.
And spending a few months with the 9-year-old, getting close to him.
Yeah.
Pretending to be his new tutor.
Dressing as a 9-year-old myself to fit in.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is a fantastic story. Can't wait to pitch it. And then you tripped him up and you got him to confess.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Okay, but you knew who it was. Did you call his parents?
No, I didn't have the guts to call the parents.
Oh, please, will you call them now?
No.
Oh, please. Say, hey, this happened 5 years ago. Because I didn't get around to calling.
The DJ was like, oh, no, but I know them. No, there's no way. Oh,
he knows them?
He knew them.
He knew them? Well, we can get the number.
He invited them down.
Oh, please.
No, we're not. That's it. Hey, we have somebody who wants to try out for the morning show.
Oh, okay.
Stan in Jersey City has been so patient. Thanks for waiting, Stan.
Oh, thank you, Ken and Andy. It's a pleasure to speak to you tonight.
Hey, this guy sounds upbeat. This guy sounds kind of friendly.
Yeah, he's affable and everything.
Yeah.
I'd like to welcome you to the Wake and Bake Show here on WFMU.
Very good.
I love this guy.
Right now, what we're looking at, unfortunately, is some traffic backs up on 280 from Patterson Plank Road all the way back to 19. I'm sorry, make that a Route 3. But that seems to be opening up for you a little bit as you get west of there. Coming up now, how about a little Black Crowes here on Wake and Bake?
Oh, you had me until the Black Crowes.
I love the Black Crowes.
I forget the Black Crowes.
No. That's the one show I tune into. I've heard of them.
I'm trying to get the douchebag demographic on board.
Yeah, no, I see.
I think
that's
my job, pal.
Yeah.
I don't think I could take the competition.
Well, good job, Stan.
Hey, Stan, now, where can Stan contact you?
Stan can email me at ken@wfmu.org. Anybody who is interested in the morning show job here can contact me, ken@wfmu.org. I would like to get a voice sample and a list
of
bands.
You got a voice sample right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else do you need, man?
Voice.
But it would be nice to hear a voice sample recorded on a good microphone.
Stan, do you have any broadcasting experience?
Sure, yeah. I was on a college radio station.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You know he's good. He passed the college radio audition.
Those can be tough.
They can be tough.
Fired from ABC.
He's fired from ABC.
WABC.
Yeah.
What were you doing at WABC?
I interned there, and he fired me.
What did you do? What did you get fired for?
Basically, being late and having a bad attitude.
Oh. Basically, three things: being late, mm-hmm, bad attitude, little touch of the old encopresis.
Encopresis, I would say.
Yeah. A little touch.
You're familiar with it, right?
Got a 24-hour case of the encopresis.
Yeah, I did used to have that, actually, when I was a kid.
I know.
Yeah, no, I had it, too, when I was about 4 months old.
Ah.
Well, no, that's not encopresis at 4 months old.
Oh.
That's just being an infant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't let me finish. 4 months to 12 years.
Okay. That's encopresis.
Yeah, that was too encopresis.
All right, Stan, hope to hear from you. Thanks.
Thank you.
And we lost Tim in Staten Island. If you want to call back, or if anybody else is interested,
just hit that redial button, Tim. That's your first test.
Just please don't talk about the election because Andy does not know what happened.
IT voted. I'll be watching it with my family this weekend.
All he knows is that Jill Stein did a lot better than expected. That's all I'm
That's
saying.
That's the only hint that Ken will give me. Yep. I'm very excited. I just have to avoid any newspaper headlines, any radio.
It can be
now,
done.
Wait. Speaking of news, is this morning show going to involve reading some headlines?
It could,
news,
yes.
A news break?
Could. Yep.
And where will they get the news? We'll just read it off the wire somehow? AP?
Nah, we're going to make it up. We're just going to make it up.
You're going to make up the news?
Yeah. I asked Jim Price to write me some news. And then
You're going to have made up news every day?
Maybe.
Well, that would be. That's kind of a novel idea. Will it be all good news? All upbeat news?
That's a great idea.
That would be, yeah.
All made up
all
good
news. Yeah.
Nobody else does that.
Wake and bake.
Yeah.
It's all good news.
Yeah. All
it's
the
all
time.
Sunshine and lollipops.
Good news all the time.
Sunshine and daydream. Fantastic.
We don't want to harsh people's mellow. It's WFMU's Wake and Bake Morning Show.
It should be all good news. Wow. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And only traffic for Route 280 and Route 3. That's it.
You'll leave the other stations to handle all the buzzkill news.
Yeah, and the buzzkill roads like the Garden State Parkway and the New Jersey Turnpike.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
BS,
only good news.
BS roads. Like
yeah.
That. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Good news, funny news.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, come on. The New York area is so saturated with bad news.
So someday you'll say, some mornings you'll say, well, there's no good news today, so we're just going to play another song.
Yeah.
If you can't find any good news.
Right.
Ken.
Especially if the news writer is too stoned to write anything. We have an out.
You're like creating your own little Oz, aren't you? Your own little paradise on earth. You know, Howard Hughes, did you ever hear the story of Howard Hughes in Las Vegas? He loved the movie Ice Station Zebra.
Oh, right, yeah.
Do you know this story?
Well, I know he loved Ice Station
Zebra. He loved that. And do you know that he bought a UHF station in Las Vegas?
Oh, my God. No.
Just to play that movie every night?
Oh, God.
Because he loved the movie? How is that different from Ken creating his own Wake and Bake show, a morning show? It's not at all. You're creating a show you want to wake up to.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, it is. I actually listen to the radio.
I love it.
Every second I'm in the car.
I'm going to start making a list of ways you remind us of Howard Hughes.
Okay. Don't forget the fingernails.
Oh, no, that's number one on my list. Hey, do you by any chance, and this is a long shot, enjoy the movie Ice Station Zebra?
I did see it. I actually saw it when it came out. I saw it at...
I remember that one, too.
I saw it in New Brunswick. I remember when the submarine broke through the Arctic ice.
I remember that sequence.
Very dramatic.
Too. Yeah.
Very dramatic. Okay, Jim in Sparta, New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey,
I like
Jim.
The show.
Thank you very much. We were hoping you say you love the show, but that's
no. So, well, part of my show would be Wacky Zingers, so you just got zinged.
Oh, I see. He liked the show. He said instead of love the show.
Okay,
that's a good one. I like that one. Now, Jim, do you have
progress.
Any? Do you have any broadcast experience?
I actually do. I went to County College of Morris for two semesters, so I spent a brief amount of time in the DJ booth.
I like this guy. This guy's kind of direct, right?
Yep.
Kind of cut through all the clutter.
Very dry zingers.
Yep, dry zingers, wacky zingers.
Mm-hmm.
I have a great name for the show, too. You know, if we can get away from Wake and Bake.
Yep.
Jim in the AM.
Like JM in the AM?
All you got to do is add an I, and,
and
you've got his name.
Oh, my God, that's great, because now we can reuse all the old JM in the AM t-shirts.
All you need is a
we
magic marker.
Sharpie.
A Sharpie.
Wow, Jim.
In the AM.
It works on all fronts.
He just saved you $40.
Oh, he saved us more than $40. You know how many old t-shirts and bumper stickers we have?
Fantastic.
We just need the Sharpie.
So we're looking for a guy named Jim.
Well, that's a plus.
Not this guy. Yeah, it's a plus.
It's a plus if your name is Jim.
If your name is Jim.
And Jim in Sparta, what would you do musically?
I guess it mixes up a little. I like your idea of the 70s, so you get the old folks. But then, I don't know, maybe throw in some Fugazi or what have you.
Uh-huh.
Mix it up a little.
Fugazi,
you know,
sounds good.
All of a sudden, you got Benny and the Jets on.
I'm loving this guy.
70s rock, Fugazi, and then Benny and the Jets.
I've heard of Benny and the Jets. That's why I'm responding.
Well, I think you're thinking of the song Benny and the Jets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the Elton John song.
Exactly. What else could it mean?
He's talking about Benny and the Jets, the band.
You mean that's a band?
The band, yeah. Right, Jim?
No, I'm talking about the song. I got to go with Andy here.
Okay. Oh, well.
I love this guy. I'm putting this guy on my list.
Okay.
Jim?
All right, Jim. Send me a voice sample and more band ideas and stuff. Ken at WFMU.org is the email address.
You got it, my man.
Okay. If your name is Jim, that's a plus.
Or Jam.
Right?
Right?
Or Jam.
Jam. Jam in the AM.
Anything that we can turn the JM in the AM t-shirts into your name.
Or if your initials are JM. Oh, my God, what a blessing.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're looking for a guy named John Marks.
Joe McEwen.
Or John Marks. Let's go with, let's try for John Marks.
Well, we used to have a DJ named Joe McEwen.
If your name is John Marks, give us a call, 201-209-9368.
That's not...
If your name is John Marks.
That's not a very big net. There's very few people listening right now named John Marks, if any.
Well, let's see. You know, let's give it at least a minute. Okay. John Marks, if right. you're listening, 201-209-9368. Just sit back, Ken.
We have a
solve
job.
All your problems. JM in the AM.
We have a job for you, John Marks.
We don't have to. You don't have to redo the logo or the website. The t-shirts are made.
Right.
John Marks.
JM in the AM.
It's your show. If your name is John Marks, you have a radio show on this station. You have a morning slot on this station. John Marks.
Is it
201-209-9368. Why don't we say anyone with the initials JM?
That's just what I was going to ask.
Yeah. Why don't we do that?
Yeah, why limit it to John Marks?
If you can prove your initials are JM.
Like Jack Morrison?
Well, that's another example.
Joe McEwen?
Would you agree that they have the inside track? It would be a very, very positive factor in their favor.
If their name has the initials of JM and they suffer from ankylosis.
Well, that's
inside track.
That's, of course, the dream, of course.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. Now, how can they prove that their legal name has those initials?
They'll have to take a picture of their driver's license and email it to me or something. That's one way of doing it.
If you have those initials, you are all but assured. Well, I guess I wouldn't say that. You will seriously be considered.
Oh, yeah. No, you're going to jump to the head of the line.
Because Ken can save a lot of money. He has thousands of JM in the AM t-shirts.
Bumper stickers, hats.
And bumper stickers.
All sorts of stuff. You wouldn't believe how much stuff left over there.
So if your initials are JM, you can save him. What are your plans to do with them now? You'd throw them out?
No, I'd probably let Knock'em have them.
Yeah.
Sell them to Knock'em. Get all that sponsorship money that he's going to be raking in. Pay me back for it.
How do you hide your bitterness when you talk about Knock'em?
There's no bitterness.
No, I'm being serious.
Like, no, I am serious. Mm. Yeah, mm. No. I didn't detect any bitterness in myself.
But here you are. You're stabbing a picture of Knock'em with a knife every time you mention it.
It's not a photograph. I could understand you taking issue with that if it was a photograph.
A little caricature of him.
Not a good caricature.
If you have the initials JM, we want to talk to you.
The last JM in the AM is December 1st, and then after that...
We won't have to change the name of the show. We won't have to change the name of the show if your initials are JM. 201-209-9368. Well, this completely derailed this idea.
What?
Insisting on these initials.
Yeah, I know. That was not a good idea.
Not
a good idea.
6:53!
Oh, very good. Yeah. That was an example of time check.
That's how you do it.
With Andy Breckman.
That's how you do it. People tune in to our show for the entertainment, for the zingers, and for the time.
Yeah. And listen to Nick the Bard.
Who's
there.
He talking to?
I don't know, because there's nobody on the line.
Is he flirting with the girls that come in after us?
Oh, yes. Remind us about the show that comes after us. What is it called again?
It's called Girls on Fire.
Girls on Fire is not the name of the show.
Yeah.
And what are their names?
Paula and Paulette.
Those are not their names.
I wonder what their topic is tonight.
The show is called In Real Life.
Oh, yeah.
With Kim and Emily.
Yeah, Kim and Emily.
Yes. But thank you, Nick the Bard, for doing a great job call screening.
And thanks to Veronica.
Thank you, Veronica.
Well, she kind of had the week off,
for always being there. Yep. Thank you, Amy Vogel, for being there. Oh, thanks to the people who pledged to 7-second delay recently as part of our silent marathon.
Your imaginary marathon?
Herb J. Thank you, Herb in California.
How did they hear about this marathon?
Marcin, well, we talk about it once in a while.
Do you like telepathically alert your listeners?
Marcin in Poland? Wow. In Wrocław, Poland. Thank you, Marcin. Greg from Jersey City. Bailey in Brooklyn. Ivan in Moscow. You rock, Ivan.
You rock, Ivan.
Brian and Madison.
Brian and Madison.
You wow, we Brian. Are popular in Poland. Matuz in Poland.
Well, one of us is.
Laura in Fairmont, West Virginia. Aaron in California.
How can there be two listeners in Poland that pledge money,
isn't that
independent
weird?
Of each other?
Yeah, but one guy's in Osiny, Opolski, Poland.
Did we do a Poland-themed show recently?
No, but you haven't made any Polish jokes in a while.
That's so. It. That's probably what appeals to them.
Yeah.
It's a Polish joke-free zone.
Right. Thank you, Roger in Jersey City and Walter in Georgia and Edward in Philadelphia and John Kay. And I think that brings us up to speed.
Yeah. And if there are any anyone that wants to audition and any Polacks listening, they can get someone else to dial for them.
Polish people, I believe, is how.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, wait, I made a.
Yeah, you made. You just made.
Oh, my perfect record.
Just, yeah.
I went a year and a half without a Polish joke.
Yeah, that's a very uncool.
Very uncool.
Very uncool, especially because we now have Polish. We're obviously getting very popular in Poland.
I put it into that.
Yeah.
I squelched that one.
Okay, one last call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, I love this guy. Who is this?
Oh, this is Joe.
Hey, Joe, you sound so upbeat and affable.
I'm upbeat right now, man.
He's upbeat. That's perfect. Is that perfect for Wake and Bake?
Yes, it is.
And, Joe, do you have any broadcasting experience?
I have more listening experience than you can dream of.
Listening? He's a long-time listener.
Listening experience.
That's something.
Counts for something.
And your first name is Joe?
Yeah.
By any chance, oh my God, this would be amazing.
Whoa.
I'm crossing my fingers.
Yeah, what is your last name, Joe?
What is your last name?
Oh, is it Roots? But that's not the point. The point is that I got a friend named Marty, right?
Joe and Marty.
You want to do a radio show.
Joe and Marty.
It works with the name.
Okay.
All you have to do is put a little ampersand, a little and in between the J and the M.
Can I do that with a Sharpie?
J and M.
Yeah.
J and M in the AM. It just rolls off the tongue.
Okay.
Tell us more about Marty. I'm intrigued.
Oh, Marty! Marty's a real smart guy, you know, but he's also he's a fan of radio. Comes from a radio-loving family.
Well, hold on, I don't know, Ken. You used to have a policy about smart guys on the radio.
Yeah.
Have you lifted that ban?
Nothing but trouble.
Nothing but trouble.
Yeah. Well, he's not smarter than you, Ken.
Oh, okay then. Oh yeah.
All right. Then that's cool.
So it's J&M in the AM. That's not so terrible.
Okay, Joe. You and Marty should email me a deeper proposal and send me some voice samples.
Joe and Marty.
You want some voice samples? I can give them to you.
All right.
Both of us.
Pass my thanks on to Marty. This is WFMU East Orange.
Yeah,
WMFU Mount Hope
Orange,
online at WFMU.org.
Hey, these are the girls I was talking about.
Yes. That's
right. No, they're right there.
That's Kim and Emily.
Oh, yeah.
And what's the name of the show again?
It's Girls on Fire here at WFMU.
No, it's called In Real Life. Not Girls on Fire.
Yeah.
And
doesn't matter.
We're going to be back next week.
Well, next week we might be washing dishes.
That's right.
We'll
washing dishes live from Alex's house
in
New Brunswick.
We'll track down Alex.
All right. Stay tuned for In Real Life. Faces that you'll find. A bearded face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you'll give yourself away. Odds are we'll be right back.
This is my family. I found it all on my own. It's little and broken, but still good. Yeah, still good.
This is In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kimzilla.
Welcome, lifers.
Hey. How you guys hanging out there?
Are you hanging in there? Are you okay? You guys okay?
We're not okay.
We're not okay. We're really not okay. We actually had a whole episode planned for you guys, believe it or not. We, like, plan these things ahead of time. And we had a whole episode planned. And then...
Well, what was our episode?
We should explain.
We had this grand idea. We were going to kind of push the marathon today and have a really nice, thoughtful conversation about just why people, like, how they were introduced to WFMU and talked to DJs. And it was just, I had so much fun putting it together.
Yeah.
Just because we're behind a lot on the marathon. I mean, what did we figure out? We've got a guest in here, $45,000 that we need to still raise.
Yeah, it's a lot. And so we were going to talk about what community radio means to us and tell you guys about all the great reasons why you should give us a bunch of money. And then this election happened, and we're just really, I have a lot of feelings about it.
Well, not only that, I think Ken pretty much said people are going to be so depressed that they're not going to want to donate.
Don't
so
ask
let's just not
for money
don't ask
Trump
for people
wins.
For money when they're already sad.
So we're not gonna.
But we're still going to be sad.
We're still going to be sad.
So if you still want to donate, you can.
Yeah.
But
I mean, we'll accept
that's
your
as
sad
much time
money.
As we have for that.
Yeah,
but,
for tonight.
But we have a conversation today that we'd like to just go over with everybody. And it's really about how to keep moving on past some really bad news, at least from our perspectives, on who our next president's going to be.
It's true. And, you know, I mean, the show is called In Real Life, after all. And we thought the most real thing we could do right now is just to talk about this. Because we both really need to talk about it. And sort of the theme of our show is that when we don't understand something, we go looking for answers.
Yeah.
So that's sort of what we're doing today. And
we're going to open up the phone lines pretty much for the entire hour.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'd like to open it up to any of you that have any thoughts. If you need to talk, we're here. We're not therapists, but we're listeners. And
we're not even bartenders.
We're not, no.
We're in no
way. Is it warm in here?
It's a little warm in here. I'm kind of hot. I can't tell if it's just because, like, we're being watched.
Yeah.
I feel kind of self-conscious, but but yeah, it's a little warm.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Joe just put his t-shirt over his head and did the turtle maneuver. Thanks. So looking like he's going to jump out the window.
Oh,
now.
We haven't
don't jump
left.
Out the window.
I swear I haven't left all day until I've been in your presence.
Oh,
so
you too. This has been really, you have been really therapeutic for me. I think maybe you're more of a therapist than you let on.
Mm.
Yeah. So to kick things off, one of the places I started in trying to make sense of all this is going to all of the really wise women that I know and asking them what their reaction is to the election and what we do now, do being like what we verb now, you know? So really to kick things off, I guess, do you want to go ahead and start? We had this great conversation with M. Reeves earlier today. She's an artist, an activist, a writer, a playwright, a former New York neo-futurist and an actor. And a very outspoken woman who is often one of the people that I look to sort of make sense of things like this.
Mm.
So you want to hear from her?
I know I do. All Joe, right. Do you want to?
Sure do.
Oh, he does.
Woohoo. All right, let's go. Hey, Em.
Well, to be completely honest, I remember in the primaries of 2008, I was a Hillary supporter. So, like, I've been a Hillary supporter forever. You know, I think that my views had changed dramatically when Obama got the nomination. But then when she, you know, made the announcement, I was waiting for her to make the announcement that she was going to run again. And I knew that she had my support. So I've been kind of through and through Hillary. Although, you know, I think that I was pro the idea of Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
You know, his policies aligned a lot more with my thinking, and I was, you know, kind of romanced away from kind of the uncharismatic, cold Hillary Clinton that we saw at the beginning of the Democratic nomination. And, you know, but my mother, you know, we live in North Carolina, or she lives in North Carolina, and she has been just incredibly vigilant during this campaign. She has been working for the Hillary campaign. She has been out at the polls. She has been making phone calls. She has been dedicating like 100% of herself to the Hillary campaign. So it's just, you know, anytime I talked to her on the phone, it was, hey, so did you hear about Hillary today? So everything was geared towards, and, you know, even coming from North Carolina, I had this bubble of artists and liberal-minded people and